Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, I'm Sean. We need to say goodbye to Myra and Randy, but before we do, the producers tell me that you have some comments on the other couples.
The way I leaned in. Oh, I leaned in.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
And then, and then I scrumped, and then I went,
Well done, Matt Sharp. Well done.
I think
this was a nice cast. Honestly.
Instead of having, I love Veronica and Tim. Get me Randy and Myra on the phone.
Well, I think they would be a lot for an hour. I think.
Yeah,
it's good for balance.
Get the two wicked stepsisters.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, y'all, and I'm going to say this right now. I don't care what they do in life. I'm always going to have love in my heart for Meyer because she'd read Danielle for filth on fucking stage.
It's true.
I love that woman.
You emasculated your husband. Yeah.
You put his balls in your purse. I fucking loved it.
The most tone-deaf thing I thought were our use of the ball metaphor was Gabe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, maybe.
When Gabe said that, I was like.
I was like, is there any other metaphor you can use?
Like, why don't you just say man up and just really gross us out?
Yeah.
Don't use that term, y'all.
Well, I think it's so pervasive in our culture.
Well, I'll tell you now.
But as a trans person, I'm not going to tell him how to live his life, but it would help if he stopped using things like that.
But I could tell him how to use it because that affects me.
Yeah,
because that's a masculine thing, and when you grow up as a sissy boy, being you don't have enough balls.
Well,
you
know, I think maybe he finds that helpful because he has balls.
That's
now.
Great, but he should not say it.
Yeah,
full stop.
I don't like it either. I just
it's not about him. It's about us.
I just thought it was quite. I was like
a little tone deaf. Yeah.
Hmm.
But
y'all, it's Toe. It's Toe. It's part two of the tell. It's part two of the. Part
I still
two
feel
of
like we're in
all.
The first episode. We're not. We're on the second one.
Yes.
Did you start timing?
Yeah. That's why it's. That's why it's
I
counting up.
Your father's not a glassmaker. I can't see through your leg.
I've never heard that one.
Really?
I've heard you make a better door than you do a window.
You've never heard your father's
not a glassmaker.
I've never
heard your father's not a glassmaker. That sounds like a clumsy way to say that.
That's what I would hear when I'd stand in front of the TV or somebody would say, your daddy's not a glassmaker. Move out of the way.
Because your father would have made glass.
Now, if your dad was a glassmaker, like one of those guys that I got my Christmas ornaments from at Dollywood, then you could say he is.
Actually, my father blows beautiful glass.
Oh, I love. We're going to go to this place where they blow glass when we go to Italy, and I'm so excited. I hope I can get a Christmas ornament in it.
Like all straight men.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to go to a place that blows ornament. Sure, that's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Announcements, poods.
Oh, sorry. I should do this.
Y'all, don't forget about my cousin Leah Marr going to be at Dallas Pride. Be sure to check it out.
I just
the
wish.
The Etheridge Experience. Come to my window.
I just wish that could have been to last so it doesn't feel like the most important one.
Well, it would be if
one.
You were prepared for announcements.
You threw it at me.
Welcome to my world.
Selling Sunset Season 6.
That coffee
six.
Kicked in. I got to calm
I know.
Down.
Selling Sunset Season 6 is out.
Poodle has episodes. To say it. I can't because of my rubber bands.
There's a lot of reasons why you can't say it.
It's good.
It's very good. Our episodes came out yesterday, I believe.
Ooh, and I watched the Channy where she does Chrishell and G-Flip. It's so good. They're meant to be together. It's in the stars. I love G-Flip. Who knew? I love G-Flip. You do too.
I know. I just don't it's think it's a normal. It's a weird. It's a weird sentence to say. I was grappling with that. I love G-Flip. I don't know if I have really strong feelings about G-Flip. I do like Chrishell and G-Flip together.
I like Chrishell, the Chrishell we see with the G-Flip.
Yeah.
I think they are good for her.
You know, I will say the season is great just for the Palm Springs girls trip in alone. But there were some really great moments earlier in the season. We meet Jason's new 24-year-old girlfriend.
Mariu. Brett is in there like two scenes. And because Davina is gone most of the show, we have a special segment called Where in the World is Davina?
What is Davina doing?
What's Davina doing?
She took quite a tour. She was in Sunset for a while. She was on Sunset.
You can't, yeah.
Then she was on the East Side for a while. And then for a long time, she was in the Central Valley, or she was in the Valley.
Yeah.
At that Ralph's on Vineland. Yeah. Magnolia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oof. It's a rough Ralph's.
We can't go to that.
If you're listening, now and that's your Ralph's, there are better grocery stores close by. But not that that Gelson's in Sherman Oaks is so expensive. Right there on Coldwater?
The one by the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I bet.
You don't either?
Yeah.
I want to thank a sissy who told me a life hack of how you can make a double-decker taco from Taco Bell, and I'm still thinking about it.
How do you do that?
You just order a soft taco with beans and then a taco, and just put your taco in the soft taco with beans.
What?
Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know.
It's a double-decker magic.
But why can't you, if you like... If you said you can't go to Taco Bell because they don't have the food you like anymore.
Yeah, they don't.
So eating a double-decker taco is not the same as eating a regular taco.
No, it's different.
It's very the different. Same
no,
ingredients.
Tastes very different.
When you say, oh, they don't have the things I like there anymore.
They don't.
It's all the same shit.
I don't want a Mexican pizza.
And when I say shit, I mean, oh, the Mexican pizzas are delicious. You're wrong. You're incorrect.
Someone just came alive.
I will say this. Y'all, Taco Bell is theoretical food. It is only exists in a theoretical. There is a liminal space that you remember eating Taco Bell, the first bites of Taco Bell when you were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's that liminal space exists.
Your pituitary gets overloaded.
The reality of Taco Bell is done within maybe 60 seconds of eating food.
Mm.
And you're like, why did I get this? I still have weird good memories of Taco Bell. And I don't know how they ever got there.
Anyway, we need to move on.
Ultimatum Queer Love, May 24th drops. I think episodes one through four will drop.
Okay.
I've seen one episode. It's bonkers.
I gotta watch.
Love is Blind. It's official. Love is Blind season 5 has been announced for September, which makes me think, if I to put on my tinfoil Hattie hat, I think we're gonna get treated to something out of the Love is Blind / Vanessa Lachey, Nick Lachey universe for the next few months.
We're gonna get after the altar first.
Exactly. Yeah. Allow me to illustrate. I think we're going to get Ultimatum Queer Love that's going to go into June. Probably the fourth week or third or fourth week of June.
And then July 4th.
Then I'm going to say we're going to get another perfect match that's going to have some people from Ultimatum Queer Love and maybe some Love is Blind people and The Mole and Circus.
Because those are actually...
Give me all the food.
The reason Perfect Match is an easy show to make.
So easy.
One location. Everybody goes there.
Yeah.
It's like, whereas Love is Blind and they're...
And I guarantee they can film them back to back. Perfect Matches.
I bet you they filmed two seasons at once.
That I think is probably next. Then like you said, we're gonna get ATA. We're gonna get After the Altar probably in August
I don't know why my gut says they're gonna have like 5 or 6 episodes of After the Altar.
Normally it's 3.
I feel like they're gonna have more.
And then y'all, we're gonna get Love is Blind in September. The only ones we officially do are After the Altar and Love is Blind. And Perfect Match. We did do a Bicurious.
It was not good.
I still say it was not good. I watched every episode.
You did.
After a while, it just felt like punishment, but I needed to finish it.
Where are we? I don't even remember what our
announcements.
Okay.
I think that's it. The Bicurious of Indian Matchmaking.
It was great. We haven't recorded it yet.
I've decided what episode we're going to watch.
When you screamed Hercules over and over, I didn't know what it meant, but I enjoyed it.
But check out our Indian Matchmaking Bicurious on the $5 tier. I think that's it. I think we can jump into Jen and Rishi.
Rishi.
They're talking again.
Ren. Rishi. Ren.
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 I think Jishi.
I like Jishi, yeah.
I don't know if she's been a lot of time coming up with a couple name. I think she's sadly, she's not done, but this is never gonna pan out for her. Jenny and Submit were the exception. You know why?
They are the
Jenny exception. Allowed so much.
Now I'm wondering if she did watch, which that question's still not been asked. They're not going to bring it up, but I wish they would. But like Veronica and Tim could bring that up.
I was shocked that no one had seemingly watched Jenny and Submit's season because they were asking questions about Indian culture and marriage that it seemed like none of them, from a very American perspective.
Boy, that's the truth.
Yeah.
But boy, that was a bad goodbye when they left. And then to find out they're together again, I went, oh, Jen.
Yeah. Jen's a backslider, y'all. Jen's a backslider.
Oh, Jen.
And you know what? Rishi's hot, and she unfortunately doesn't really feel good about herself, sadly.
Well, when someone says, I've never really loved anyone except for Rishi, and Gabe said,
you were married. And
you
she's
were
like,
married.
Yeah. she's like, I was more infatuated than I realized later on. I know. I kind of went, oof.
Of course, Chris had to jump in. Know the feeling.
And y'all, every time Chris speaks, Jamie's eyes roll out of her skull.
Yeah.
She hates Chris.
She should.
Which I could kind of understand.
I don't blame her. Don't blame her.
So y'all, they reconnected at a wedding.
Yes. Jen said they spent a lot of time together, and Rishi said for him it was salvation.
That salvation.
I want a man to say that about me. I don't.
You no, that would skip. If someone did that to me,
if
someone did that to me, I'm like, oh, I gotta go. I left my car running. I left a pot on the stove three states away.
Three countries.
I gotta go.
You gotta go.
And you would, I would have been like, doom, like the Roadrunner.
Me, me.
Yo, Salvation, boy. I think I would have gone, oh, that's lovely.
I know. Because that's literally what I, when I watched it, I went, oh.
No.
When you think about it, it's scary.
If you know me and I start talking like Mickey Mouse,
you
that
do.
Means I'm looking for an exit. My salvation. Jesus. So, he never spent the night, but they were intimate. And so later on, Jen's talking about why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free. But Jen does say, we still love each other. But I can't make him choose his family between his family or myself. Mm-hmm. And I think this is when it should be legitimately over. And I wish Jen would stay stronger on this point. But I think the other... So two things we know after watching and as casual observers of Indian culture and marriage, mm-hmm. especially with people from the West. Two things we know. One, it is obviously frowned upon to A, marry someone who is much older than you who cannot have children.
Yes.
That is extremely frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
B, it is not possible to get married without your parents' blessing.
Well, yeah, unless, again, the exception of Sumit and Jenny did get married. But
That is true.
But
they did it without telling the parents.
Yes.
And we saw how that worked.
And it took a long time. It took, 10 years for Sumit to get there?
And a lot of henpecking. See what I did there?
Don't work my day, that's how you do it.
I got my man.
I got my man. I crossed that road and I got that cock.
Have you seen the thing that said, cheer up, side pieces. There's hope for you. That it's like Vanessa, Jenny, and there's a picture of Camilla. There's always hope, side pieces.
It's always hope.
Wow.
She is kind of the winner.
She is. She does give inspiration for side pieces.
Bitch became a queen.
She just had to put in a lot of work.
A lot of work.
She had to hear the man say, Camilla, I want to be your tampon. You heard that, right?
No.
How could you have not heard that?
The king said that to her?
Yes, when they were like writing letters or something like that. He's like, I'd like to be a tampon, your tampon, so I can live inside you.
Yes,
he did. How did you miss this?
I don't pay attention to royal stuff.
It was fucking news.
Why would someone say that?
Because dirty talk is in the heat of the moment. Have you never said shit like that over text?
So moving on.
Exactly.
Jed and Rishi, I bet it's nothing like you. I bet yours is just fucking disgusting.
I would never want someone to publish the dirty talk.
I bet yours is foul. Just horrible.
Even my phone goes, I'm sorry, I can't even let you type that.
At one time, I was typing something, and then my phone accidentally read it back to me, and it was like, yeah, fuck me, wrong, whatever, blah, 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 pink, oink, oink. And he reads it back, and you just go, ooh.
Do you want me to send it?
No. No. Y'all, have your phone read back.
Want me to send you a text? You said, sending to daddy.
Sending to.
I want you to treat me like a little schoolgirl. Paddle, paddle. Make me squeal, daddy. Oink, oink. Do you want me to send?
boy. Sending to Tommy Greener.
Sending to Father Poodle.
Yeah. Wow.
Can you imagine this instead of daddy?
Wow.
That's not what you want.
That's not what you
want. No.
Where
were we? But no, I just want to talk about those two things. I don't think anyone else on this stage understands that. Either they don't understand the culture of both arranged marriage and even love marriages in India. It's not like you just get to marry who you love.
Yeah.
It's more complex than that.
Yeah, because I got to say, I love her, but Debbie did not look...
She doesn't get it.
She was not looking at things with a nuance on this tell-all.
You're a
this.
Coward, Rishi.
And I thought that... Now,
where's your passion for him?
But both things are true here. They're not looking at that, and they're being too hard on him, and he completely talks in circles and withholds
I totally agree with you.
And it's not a gaslighting, but it is this thing that sometimes men do where they don't tell their girlfriend the whole truth. And y'all, that fucking intuition tells you something's off, but you keep thinking you're crazy.
If Jen doesn't leave this relationship now, she will be in a further long-distance relationship with him, and
yes,
she'll become more and more resentful. And y'all, she's resentful as fuck now.
She already is.
But
I mean, that is something to take to the bank, y'all. Even if your intuition is telling you something's off, it is. And that's why she keeps seeking this validation with her friends, because she's like, I'm feeling this way, but that's not true, is it? And then her friends are like, yeah, bitch, that's true.
Is everyone at the very end of this, when we're getting ready to do Chris and Jamie, is all the cast members saying, you should dump him. Because they're only coming from this weird kind of like pro-America sentiment.
Yeah. Well, also this thing that they want this to be like fucking Ralph DiMaggio and Elizabeth Shue. Where you fucking fight for love and all this shit.
Oh, from Karate Kid?
Karate Kid, yeah. Okay. Ralph DiMaggio, wasn't it? No.
Ralph Macchio.
Macchio.
You made it even more Italian.
DiMaggio!
Was it Elizabeth Shue?
Yeah, who's in the... Like a knight in shining armor.
I think that was Karate Kid 2.
I think that is Karate Kid 2.
Glory of Love is from Karate Kid 2, I believe.
Continue.
Oh, no.
I got to look it up.
People are screaming in their cars.
I've heard that. I want to watch that Netflix show, but I never have. I heard it's
Cobra
great.
Kai?
Mm-hmm.
I started it, and there wasn't enough shirtlessness.
Wow.
That movie was a sexual awakening for me, and I thought it would kind of replay that,
uh-huh.
But it was good. I enjoyed like a couple episodes.
Karate.
I'm living for Mrs. Davis right now. That's the only thing I want
to
watch.
That's my next thing to watch after
Shrinking. Oh my God, it's so good.
And
Jake McDormand is so
You're
hot.
Right. Elizabeth Shue was in Karate Kid 2.
Yeah.
Who's in Karate Kid 1?
Not necessary to know.
Oh wait, no, she's in Karate Kid 1 too, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh wait, no. I don't know. What's happening?
Why do you scream out things and before you know?
Because I get excited, if I'm honest.
I need to taser you.
I think Elizabeth Shue is... Yeah, Elizabeth Shue is in Karate Kid 1 and 2.
And 2.
Boy, she had a good run. I mean, she was in those.
She's not dead. She's fine.
But I mean, think about that in her life. She had that.
And she had Living that Las
woman,
Vegas.
Living Las... Well, that was later on. But then she had Adventures in Babysitting.
Adventures in Babysitting.
One of my favorite movies ever, full stop. And then that woman... backed out of Back to the Future 1, and she got to be in the rest of Back to the Futures as his girlfriend.
Oh, that's right.
What a career, Elizabeth Shue.
Leah Thomas was in the first one, wasn't she? You're thinking of Leah Thomas.
Leah Thomas plays the mother.
Yeah, but she also plays his girlfriend.
But young... Oh, God, now. Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson plays Marty's mother. But in Back to the Future 1, she plays his father's girlfriend.
Right.
But she goes to the dance with Marty and tries to put her hand on the leg.
This is very frustrating Elizabeth for everyone Shue, listening.
Elizabeth Shue played his girlfriend. Because remember, she wakes up in the car on Back to the Future 2. She wakes up in the future.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
This was...
People are screaming.
This was, I apologize now. This is very frustrating, I'm sure, for those of you who knew this. I apologize in advance. I really do. I apologize. We need to move on.
We're stupid.
So, anyway, he talks in circles. You're exactly right. And everyone's trying to find. So, Rishi, who comes first, your partner or your family? Or Danielle asks.
Danielle asks that.
And he says, I go with family first, but here's the thing. One is my heart and the other is my soul. And he points to his body. I'm thinking, where are those located? Is one is one above your stomach and the other is underneath your duodenum?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what a duodenum is.
It's some part of your body.
I wonder if, you know, the only people that kind of got the relationship were Veronica and Tim.
Yeah. Because they saw Submit and Ginny season.
Yes, because Tim was like, he's in a hard spot.
We've said that the whole time.
And Veronica called it when she said she doesn't want to admit that she is so in love with him and wants to marry him.
Fucking
and
man.
I went, that is a dead. I kind of went, we should have said that.
She's not over him. And
she
can see that he is desperately in love with her.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She knows it to her very core. And she still has hope because she said this is the only man she's ever been in love with. Head over heels.
True. By the way, Veronica looked gorgeous
she
in
did.
That yellow dress. That
I
was
thought
beautiful.
She did.
I know she's.
I think Tim looked good.
He looked good. I know she's a friend of the show, but still, I would tell her. She looked I would text her and gorge. Say, I don't like your dress. She looked gorgeous.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't tell her that. I get jealous when people wear pale yellow. Because I literally look like I've been laying in a morgue when
It's not something I can wear.
But I love it on other people.
Yeah. People, dark-skinned people look really
gorgeous.
Good in it.
Love a pale yellow moment.
Dark-skinned people, like medium-skinned people look good in it.
She told me she got it at Belk's.
Belk.
That's what I said.
But I've never heard anyone say Belk in my life. Everyone says Belk's.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Was Belk's around you?
No, we didn't have one.
Yeah.
I think we might have one. No, we don't. We have that other store your mom liked that was so shitty when I went into it. I can't believe it was just a bunch of junk.
Black House White Market?
No, the outlet.
Burke's.
God. What
Mother
a
Poodle
shitty.
Loves Burke's,
There's
y'all.
Just shit off that falls off a truck in that store.
Yeah. So that's when she loves it. And then she haggles.
She haggles at the outlet?
Yeah. It's really embarrassing, actually.
To save like 20 cents?
Yeah. Yeah. Or she's like, I come here all the time. You can't let me have this for this percent off.
And see, what I don't get is, you talk about it being embarrassing, yet I've gone with you to places and they'll say, that'll be $20. And then you turn around, not to me, but to everyone in the restaurant and say, $20 for a sandwich. God, I better hope it's good.
But so,
how do you think that makes me feel?
I'm not interested at that point. There's this whole thing where Rishi is they're
That's
making.
That's because you're watching Classes with Stephen and Olga.
I am,
and Stephen's trying to steal his son and take it back to America, and I'm fucking triggered. God, Stephen and Olga, I hate that guy.
It's really hard to watch.
We don't know spoilers, so don't tell us. We don't know what happens with them, but it is hard to watch.
But
so
I want to say that they're trying to nail Rishi down, and I get it. But what it is a very much of a they're thinking of it very much in a binary situation, like you would do an American Experience. He can't talk that way to his parents.
He can't talk that way to his parents, and therefore he should not talk that way to Jen.
Exactly.
But totally agree with you.
You know, was it Gabe that made a good point? Said, you know, his mom kind of talks like that. So maybe that is just how he learned to talk about things.
Yeah.
And I think Gabe is right.
Well, I think he knows what Rishi has decided to do to get around parental condemnation like that is never give the family the whole story. So it's the culture of telling a half truth so you don't have things, everything taken away from you. So everyone's happy, but no one's really happy.
Yeah.
I just read that.
that bites you in the ass.
That's kind of what's happening. And especially if there's an American involved who we just brazenly go to the war like, we need the truth.
It doesn't
work out.
And
the truth is more complicated than that.
Yes. Those half-truths. Speaking of someone who used to lie about drinking the Dr. Pepper and from someone who's lied about husbands he's been with, those half-truths comes back to bite you.
Yeah. Agreed.
Speaking of doctors.
And sometimes they bite.
And sometimes they just with
and
teeth.
Sometimes it's good. We should take a quick little break.
Good, because I have another special announcement when we come back from break.
Oh.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Big news. Big news.
Is this show related?
Yes, this is show related.
Okay.
I want to thank everyone for, I've gotten, and I'm not kidding.
Okay, what?
The last 2 days, I've gotten at least 40 messages about this.
Okay, so it is. Okay.
This is show related. It's from our sissies. It's okay. Show related. I want to thank you. I know that Bluebell ice cream has a Dr. Pepper float flavor.
Come on.
We did. Everybody's messaging me about this. I've got to talk about it or it's not going to stop. I'm getting so many messages about Dr. Pepper float ice cream flavor from Bluebell. And yes, I know it's hurtful. It's not like I can get it at this point. I'm not going to go to Oklahoma anytime soon.
Yeah, we don't have Bluebell out here.
We don't have it at all.
Yeah.
So it's just like you said, here's a nice, big, fat, veiny dick that you can't take. That's a sad thing.
You know what? I'm going to allow that one because it's kind of sad. You need to find a way to get Bluebell sent out here. I'm sure you can.
I don't know. Maybe Goldbelly will send it.
Maybe.
If that
service charge they'd charge you, though, will be not worth it.
But what if they're a sponsor one day? Be quiet.
Oh, that's right.
I love Goldbelly. Boy, if I got Bluebell ice cream sent to me, you would smell it and be over at my house in 10 minutes. You would know.
Bluebell Denali.
That's a good one.
Or their, oh my God, their banana split. That's, you ever had the banana split? That's it. Y'all, Bluebell ice cream is real, real good.
It's really fucking good.
I could eat a whole container right now. And then go into a diabetic coma.
Anyway, thank y'all for letting me know. I appreciate it.
You know, that kind of is show specific because you won't stop talking about
people's
Dr. Pepper.
People still send me
your
that
food
clip
obsessed.
Of that. Well, yeah, they still send me that clip of that old woman talking about Dr. Pepper at 98.
Riveting.
I don't really drink it that much anymore because I don't want to have sugar. But I always, there's just like my grandma used, do you do any weird things like this where I just always like to have a, I get the minis, but a little six pack of Dr. Pepper. It'll last me for like 6 months.
Nope.
You don't have anything else that you just keep around or buy just because it was something your family always had it?
Nope. I cut everything off.
I think you're not, wow. You're not,
now we're both sad.
You're not realizing what kind of house I grew up in. We weren't allowed things that we knew were bad for us.
I don't
us.
Even mean food. I just mean it's they're like, I don't know, something you just like a certain cleaning product you buy or something because that reminds you of home or something like that.
I think sometimes if I see it out places, some things remind me of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I'll get, what is it? Sometimes I'll buy, you know what I'll sometimes buy? Vanilla wafers. That reminds me
really?
Of childhood. Yeah.
I haven't had vanilla wafers in forever.
Yeah, that reminds me of my childhood. Or sorry, Nilla wafers.
Nilla
wafers. Yeah.
You can't get the other kind. It's like those Hydrox cookies. It's not the same.
And we've said this before. Hydrox were first. Let's move on.
Well, you're not. There was a James Anthony before you, but you're the best.
And I'm the best one.
So there you go. So I think you can support an Oreo.
And my father is one.
Well, two. I just dissed him.
Friend, are you saying you're the best James Anthony? My father and I would argue over that, I think. I could see him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you did argue over it. And I went,
no.
That's a horrible thing to argue
no,
about
No, I
with
don't
your
think
son.
we could argue about with that. No, my father would say, well, you'll still never be as sharp as your old dad.
Well, and then he'll say and like that. And you're gay.
And you're gay, friend. So at least I'm going to heaven, friend. I just laughed so hard I spilled
it's
water
funny
all over
it's
me.
It's funny because it's sad and it's true, but that they'd say it.
Well, at least I won't burn in fires of hell. Anyway, y'all, let's bring in Randy and Myra.
Oh,
we
applause.
Are. We are glammed up. They did not know that Jen and Rishi were back together.
Myra looks great. Randy's dress does not fit her well.
I agree.
It looks terrible
and her
on
hair,
her boobs.
Her current hair color washes her out.
It's too light. It needs some depth in it. It looks all one color.
And it looks, it almost her, makes her skin look greenish.
She's a beautiful woman. I agree. This was not a great look for her.
Myra looked better.
You know, I agree.
We
haven't even talked about, well, we know, I guess we did. But did you notice during mid-show, Jen looked fine, and then halfway through, they changed her lip color to it, and it looked so much better.
I agree.
I did notice it.
So
much better on her.
Jen in a way, has had a much better glow up. The whatever makeup that she was trying to wear earlier in the season was not working
for her.
She
did a lot of nudes, and she needs a little color on her face.
Yeah. I think Jen, it's weird. I think Jen, without makeup, Jen's look can kind of look harsh.
Mm-hmm.
With the right makeup, it doesn't have to be a lot of makeup.
Just a little color.
Her face comes alive.
I agree. I think that's true for most people. Just the right colors will set you off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So they are, they, and Myra's like, you know, I could understand if they just want to hook up, but like.
They didn't even know they were back together again.
Yeah. And Myra's like, well, here's the thing, Jen. It's not going to work. It's not in the cards. Y'all, these are still, these are not good friends.
She says, I just want to say, she says, it's not going to work. It's completely DOA. It's just dead on arrival. And I hate that.
She did say that. And Nicole comes up with this. She's like, we really forget how hard it is to like break with tradition. So I think Nicole does know how hard this is.
And then
is.
Immediately Gabe and Kim say, nope, don't agree. Nope, America, make choices.
It is, they're both like, nope, I don't agree.
Nope.
They are the two, or not Kim, Debbie.
Debbie, yeah. I'm sorry, I wrote Kim.
They are the sheltered Americans this season.
They are.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it is interesting to see
and
that.
And throw Chris on that burn pile, too.
Yeah. But it is, you know, that I think what I actually, what's good, interesting, that it challenges even what I believe. We often think people that show kind of American privilege, I'm not talking about xenophobia, but to like American privilege, like, we think of the Erics of Eric and Lita.
Ugh.
We were talking. We just watched a scene where Lita. Where did you say Jamie, Eric's ex-wife, had just come from?
Tanya,
Eric's ex-wife, and Lita was talking to Tanya.
It looked like she was about to go to. She was waiting to go to recess. Like the teacher was keeping her for a few minutes. Like, y'all, the outfit is these, like, little shorts and a top, and the fit is young, and it looks like, and they're meeting out by the river to talk, and it looks like
she's holding her at recess.
It looks like she's 12 years old.
She's wearing, like, big, like, Hoka, like not Hoka, but big tennis shoes.
It's
short
really
socks,
bad.
Very white alabaster. She doesn't.
It is this. We're talking 1991.
She doesn't like to go outside, but it's her day for recess, so she's going to wear shorts because it's hot outside.
I'm still kind of amazed that Baraboo is this behind.
It's good.
It may just be Tanya.
It may just be Tanya. I don't know. We saw what he wears too. Y'all, check out our class list on our RG Plus $5 tier.
So
it's good.
We're kind of talking.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Yeah.
I waylaid myself. But we often think that this kind of American privileges. I realize I associate it a lot with usually a white American perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And straight a lot of times too. And so this idea that this. Privilege and American toxicity or whatever, that Gabe's got it, I think, here. I think you're right. That's it. That's all I want
to
say.
Both Gabe and Debbie.
Yeah.
And there's this also this,
and Chris.
Let's throw them on the burn pile.
Yeah.
Because Nicole's traveled. Nicole's actually been places.
Doesn't Google where she travels to, but she's traveled.
That is true.
Just shows up.
And I think Danielle is aware of it, but still is able to negotiate this as an American woman.
Danielle is
but
very
she manipulates
smart.
It.
She's a smart, miserable bitch.
I know. It's one of the reasons
I don't like her.
I think Danielle, like I said before, Danielle is a worthy arch nemesis.
Oh, yeah. And she is old enough to know better. 100%.
Still too young to care. You've got to stop saying that.
But it's true. I just realized, is Nicole only well-traveled because she travels thinking that's where they're going to cast the next season of Project Runway and she'll get on it?
No, Nicole's looking for the next reason to live her life.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you she's auditioned for Project Runway 100%.
Oh, yeah. I think...
New season's coming back, by the
I
way.
I would love to read transcripts of Nicole's therapy sessions because, y'all, something happened. No one speaks that way, and something traumatic happened.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what that was, but it was an event where she had that event And the rest of her life, you can be see it as pre that event and post that event.
Yeah.
And she learned to be away. She had to learn behavior to survive. And I can feel sorry for her. I can find her behavior disgusting and manipulative, which I do. But I can see it also as a method of survival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually the thing that that keeps us safe when we are younger is the thing that holds us back when we're adults.
Where'd you get my therapy notes? Wow.
Well,
didn't expect to be read for filth.
That's from my own experience and yes. clients, but yeah. Anyway.
Wow. Have you been didn't think I gave permission, my therapist permission to talk to you.
But that should be a reminder.
Ouch.
Instead of think about this way. That little kid of yourself knew how to save yourself when you didn't know how.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can always save yourself again, no matter what you're going through.
Let's not get into this.
You can.
I'm going through a difficult time in my own therapy.
Oh.
So maybe.
Can I hug you now?
Get away from me. Get away from me. I will bite you.
I just want to love you now.
No. No.
Like Debbie did Nicole.
Everyone goes through difficult times.
Yeah.
There's just like this is a really intense time.
Mm.
We're going into some heavy
good
stuff.
We honestly, we did today in my therapy as well, and I did not expect it. It all started from a story about a go-kart and Aunt Peggy. Who knew? I'm going to leave it there because it's my therapy. I'm going to keep it personal.
Can I just say that now? If it's that sounds like therapy, I think you should leave it there.
I'll be the judge, but maybe.
So the next thing, what did you get out of there? I don't know how much credence we can give this, but Randy's like, he sent actually much more than they showed of the texts and things like that.
There was a lot of stuff we missed. I thought that was – I just felt like that was kind of bullshit, to be honest. And I don't – look, I know his friend said it, but based off the evidence and who we saw on the show – and I don't trust him. I don't trust a lot of people, but – I don't think Rishi's cheating on her.
Me either.
And even though we had the friend earlier in the season who said that he's known this, but then when Myra said, oh, yeah, and I didn't tell you when we were at a cafe, everybody knew who he was, and Jaipur and said, oh, stay away from that guy. And I went, terrible friends. And also, why didn't you tell your friend when you were in fucking Jaipur with her?
Can we get a couple of martinis over here?
Texas margaritas. What did you think of that when she said that?
I think they have been with Jen, or these women go around to other women in their friend group and try to run their lives and get involved because I think their lives aren't interesting enough, and they get some type of cachet from that of meddling.
They're the being right friends. They want to be right a lot. I agree with that.
Now, are they entertaining? Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to know these people, though. I find women...
They are not a Debbie and Raina.
Women like this...
Which we got to get back to them.
Yes, we do.
They sent us a video, y'all. They want to hang out.
We may have to go to Connecticut.
We might have to go to Connecticut.
Speaking of going to Connecticut, I had... After I said, we're never... I don't know what show it was on, but I said... We're not going to fucking Connecticut. There's no reason to.
We were talking about it on something because I wanted to go see Debbie and Raina.
And I said, absolutely not. We're not going. We don't have a ton of fans there. Well, they came for me. And we have a lot of people. If we go anywhere, I'll tell you guys right now, it would probably be New Haven or outside of New Haven.
Oh, like in Popeye.
Yeah. Is that New Haven? I don't know. I don't know where Popeye is.
I believe it's called New Haven.
I don't think
that's
you're
a
correct.
I think the film with Robin Williams there. I think
why don't you
Haven.
Look that up?
Oh, Sissy will tell me.
So
we really should have, but we don't have the time to do this, and Christina doesn't have the time to do
it. Can we stop there?
But but you know though where armchair expert Dax Shepard. He does. I love that show. But Monica, at the end, like, they record the episode, and then later she facts checks him and tells him all the things he got wrong.
Right.
Sometimes we need that.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
I don't.
Yeah, sure. So we bring on the mom and the uncle, and the mom basically says, well, they're not engaged again, so it's fine. And later on, Rishi, the translator, is talking to them.
Yeah, because Sean is asking the questions. How do you feel about them being together?
It's very hard to parse what's going on, because I think both mom and the uncle are trying to be very polite for TV audiences, and Rishi's trying to be deferential to his parents, because I think all the Americans on stage, and even Sean, want Rishi and to tell mom and uncle, this is the woman I love, and whatever you say doesn't matter because I will be with her. And I don't think that's culturally ever going to happen for him. And I think Rishi could not say that at the time, because I think that's also not going to be, he can't tell Jen that.
No. And is that right?
Because that's closing the door.
Is that right?
No.
No, that's terrible. It's kind of what we talked about when we were talking about like other like colorism and things like that. It's horrible that, and we don't approve of these, but it is this.
It's prevalent.
A woman at this age. And when Jen gets so, she's like, I'm sick of her saying that. I'm like, then you don't understand the culture well enough. Because I grant that's hurtful. I hear that. And that is hurtful to hear. But you chose to be with a man who lives in India. That is very important for
your culture. I said this when we were talking about Sumit. Dogma and cultural structures of culture and cultural rules are the way a society creates longevity.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing pretty good for a couple of thousand years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they preserved it through these cultural rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you, whatever you can say, if you don't think it's right, fine. It's working for them.
I don't think it's right.
I agree.
We don't, but it's...
In an American perspective.
But
it's,
like you said, thousands of years of culture that you just can't...
Upend.
Upend. And, you know, again, kudos to Tim and Veronica, because Tim brought up the fact his uncle and his mother are too old to make money and take care of themselves. So literally, he doesn't just emotionally... He physically, monetarily, he takes care of them.
Yeah. And if he didn't, he wouldn't be a good son. And the parents and familial relationships like there are at the top of the pyramid in Indian culture.
So that's hard for him. I mean, it really does fall back on Rishi, though, because it's Jen's job to educate herself on Rishi's culture, but it's Rishi's responsibility to date in a realistic relationship.
Right.
But he entered this with false premises.
But finally, Rishi says, I love my mom and I love Jen, but he doesn't tell her he wants to get married. But finally, he does say, you know what, mom? It doesn't matter if you accept it or not. And the parents say, we don't. And then she's like, oh, no, Rishi, you're not getting married.
He says, well, I'm going to get married. Y'all, the real star of this episode was someone we didn't see was that translator. This is the first time on 90 Day where Sean Robinson literally said, can we just hear directly from the translator? Because Rishi wasn't even interpreting what she said. He was full on interpreting. We were seeing in real time what he does to Jen on the daily.
No, you're right.
That was actually riveting, and I couldn't stop watching
And
that.
Y'all...
It was great.
Finally, Myra and Randy said, we need to say goodbye. Before then, they're going to read the entire panel for filth.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. So, already, like, literally, Myra's got notes. She's like, Gabe and Isabel, your love is genuine. We look up to you. Boring, boring. Moving on. Debbie, you're beautiful with a huge heart. Osama, you're an asshole. Did you realize you were leading her on? Danielle and Johan, you emasculate Johan and you carry your balls in his purse and you wanted control.
I think you are trying to take all the control.
Yeah. And at one point, and Daniel's like, I can't take anyone's masculinity.
And
especially
I'm like,
in this culture.
And I want to say, can we roll that tape where you said I'm the husband and the wife?
If he wants to be the patriarch, he needs to pay the bills, which is really, really awful.
Really awful.
Then we quickly take a break, unfortunately. And
it's really crazy during the break where Jen is sitting there and then Debbie and Randy and Myra come and sit and you just see Danielle just looking at them. Oh, I loved it.
Excuse us.
Excuse us. Go through.
And that's when everyone's basically trying to tell Jen they need to break up with Richie. Yeah. And I don't think it's going to help. So the next scene we get back is it's all the sex talk. They bring in pillow talk. I don't want to cover this too much.
I'm going to say this again, and he brought it up. So it wasn't for, it made me a little uncomfortable, but it's why, yes, sometimes he can be a little, maybe he won't hush and tries to, but that is a really just unbelievably brave thing for Gabe to talk about.
I totally agree.
And I just want to again say, anyone who is trans, you don't think this is your role model of how you need to talk about your experience. This is for the individual person.
Yeah.
And honestly, I felt like it was a little too much.
I think he thought this was a way to bring visibility to things.
It's not too much. I wouldn't have the bravery to do it.
I agree. But I want to clarify as well. That was Gabe's experience of being trans. That's not a lot of people's experience.
No.
I think he feels that's his job as an activist in some ways.
Yeah.
To talk about,
I love him for doing it. Actually amazing.
I'm glad that it. Some people did laugh, and I'm glad it was handled with some kind of thing. And I think it showed Lauren and from Lauren and Lexi would say when they were talking about like with things that were excretions, and Lauren went, like she couldn't believe it.
I actually would like pillow talk. Probably we just don't watch it because it's basically
it's a hat on a hat.
That's what we're doing.
We're pillow talkers.
But Kenny and Armando were pillow biters. So fun. God, can we just take a moment to remember? I miss David and Annie.
Oh yeah, they're always like that.
Oh, when he was like, he's talking about his dick, and she's like, that's so crazy. No,
you mean Robert and Annie?
Robert and Annie. But yes, David and Annie too. Oh, yeah. I missed them all.
So. We do find out that
stinky like a donkey.
Debbie says, "I'm not attracted to young men at all. I much prefer a seasoned gentleman." But it was a really total bummer to fall in love with a 24-year-old. But she says, "I haven't been intimate in 12 to 14 years. It's a special gift. I give you don't just give it to random people."
Tis a gift to be simple.
Tis a gift to be free. Anyway, a lot of penis talk.
They talked a lot about this. And like, anyway,
you can watch it. We're not going to talk about it.
The best part is when Veronica looked at Tim and said, "Would you change your penis size?" And what did Tim say, Poodle?
Maybe if I like had a really small one. Every guy says that like that's like fine for him.
What do you say?
I wouldn't choose like that. He's like, you think? And I did like it when Gabe finally says, "This is we're talking about." It took 9 months for him to pee out his urethra.
Oh, bless his heart! It's horrible.
And he said, "So anyone who thinks that being trans is a choice, which I'm not even here to litigate whether that's being a choice. Fine, great, it is for that person." But it is, and he's like, "But why would I choose that?"
Yeah.
I think we have moved in LGBT thought and discussion. We've moved past this idea of it being a choice in most places. And then for some people
in our country, I disagree with that.
Really?
With all the litigation that's going on.
No, I agree with, I would say, not, I would say in discussions in LGBT spaces.
Oh.
I should say.
Yes, 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 yes. I was like,
No, no, no. I think it's just as relevant now. But I'm saying in LGBT spaces,
we've
moved past
thankfully,
talk of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And words like sexual preference, things like that.
Matthew, I don't know what Jesus thinks about your lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle.
Speaking of queer people, let's talk about
Jamie is over, and Jamie is looking like someone from the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
I don't know what she's wearing.
What the fuck is she wearing?
Chris looked awful with her roots showing, but it looked like her. It looked like her version of female Johnny Cash.
Yes.
But Jamie looked. This was costume.
Those gays did her wrong.
I agree.
They put her hair up on top of her head.
It was bad.
Her makeup was. She was just wearing like a nighty negligee.
It was bad.
It was very bad. Bad. She looked like a woman of the woman of the afternoon.
Mm. That's like when you get too old to be a woman of the night.
Yeah,
because you got to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. That's when. Yeah.
So
you got to get fucked by Jeopardy. Because that theme song always puts you to sleep.
Wow. Oh.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Boom, boom.
Duh.
Exactly. So, I don't know how to. We were talking about this right before. I asked you, how do we talk about this? Because this is. Do I believe Jamie's receipts? 100%. I think it's not helpful when Chris denies everything. And I do believe what Jamie is saying. But after a while, I'm kind of like, why are we even fighting? You two aren't matched. Obviously, Chris and Jamie says, I don't know who I married. That wasn't a real person. Mm-hmm. And I think we can agree with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're fighting because they're on the show. They wouldn't even probably...
Yeah.
Although it makes you feel, even if they weren't on the show, they would still be engaging in some way. It's hard. Yeah, it's... Y'all, this was all over the place. Nothing was really
accomplished. It was so messy.
It's far, most sections of this tell-all, we got the things from a tell-all that make a good tell-all. We didn't really get that with them because, again, it goes back to everything. We're not talking about what's actually happening underneath. It's all – and I just – Chris is such an addict and such struggling. You can – maybe she's sober now or whatever, but I'm just saying her personality type.
Yeah, it's totally addictive.
There's no responsibility for anything. I bet you sissies that watch her that are in recovery probably get fucking triggered by her big time.
I agree.
Because she just, it's, and I got to say, if I had to pick a team, I'm team Jamie on
this. Me too. I think what I'm qualifying is because there's so much information, they're not talking to each other. One brings up something and the other brings up something completely unrelated.
It's two children talking to mommy saying, and they say I'm right.
And they don't know how to fight.
Yeah.
And there's still so much anger and they only kind of
want
to
hurt
the other.
There's no debate to it at all.
And when she said, you know what, I was like, I found out she was cheating on me the second time, which I feel like this was in the beginning of their relationship.
Yeah.
So that Chris is still bringing up that. I just left my work and I flipped my car and I rolled on my car and I hurt my neck. And then Tom's son had to have eye surgery and it turns into the Erica Jane story.
Yeah. But you know what I heard in that was she had a wreck that when I say addict behavior to get people, if they're like, I don't know what that is. She just said it was Jamie's responsibility and Jamie's fault that she wrecked her car and flipped her car. Whereas I went, okay, if you were upset by Jamie, what did you do after the phone call with Jamie? Did you have a drink? Did you do some drugs?
Yeah.
Were you angry?
Did you take some pills?
Were you driving recklessly? None of those things would enter her consciousness of something she did.
Yeah, totally agree. So... At one point, they ask, she's like, marriage? There is no marriage. And Jamie says, I'm single.
Then Tim and Veronica come out then.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed. I like, this was a good segment for them.
What do you think about Debbie's assessment that you don't know if this woman here can find predators like Jamie?
Sit down, Debbie.
I think... This is a very naive viewpoint that all the Americans are around. I think I think Debbie is extremely triggered, or she's biased by her own opinion of someone from overseas
yep.
who got money from her.
I say with love, you haven't gotten fucked in 14 years and been in a relationship until this young guy.
You can't weigh
Kettle,
in.
Kettle Black, like,
yeah.
Because also too, I just want to say, predator is a strong word to throw around.
I agree.
And that is not an appropriate word.
I don't think
to
that's
use.
Jamie at all.
Not now, I'm team Jamie, but do I think Jamie is a drama queen?
Yeah.
Do I think it's probably really hard to be in a relationship with her because she wants you to be about me? You've said that all the time about her. Yes. Do I think she probably has a tendency probably to flirt with other women because she always lacks the attention?
She doesn't want to be alone.
I don't think she's a great girlfriend.
But no one deserved this.
But no one deserved this. Yeah.
At one point, Sean's like, so Jamie's a predator? When she hears that, and everyone's like, this is a really bad take.
I'll tell you the worst take is, what fucking 40-year-old adult has an elephant phone case? What the fuck?
Well, I'll tell you what.
That tells you something.
No,
right there.
No, we called it the first time we saw her, when she came out in a onesie and she was a fairy. Something happened.
Someone stuck in childhood trauma.
She stopped there.
Yeah.
It's ugly, but it's true.
I'm not saying you have.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To have a boring phone case, but this was a gigantic elephant phone case.
Supposedly, the last thing we hear before is Jamie saying, well, her ex-boyfriend sending me nudes of her having sex. So, and I'm thinking, how did you get that number? And so she's going to have more receipts in part three of this tell-all, I assume.
Veronica reads the text between Jamie and the other woman, and yes, it seemed like they were having an affair. And
yeah.
Jamie admitted to that, but again, we never really, what we didn't get is we didn't get a timeline
from this. What Chris is talking about is emotional cheating that happened before they got married. And Jamie only wants to talk about the financial relationships after what Chris did to her.
Yeah, but Jamie's defense is, though, yes, I cheated on you, but that's because you said you would call me back in 3 days, and then I didn't talk to you for 2 months. And even Veronica called. She's like, you can't just in 3 days send someone, you're on the toilet, send a text, say I'm really busy with work, I'll call you when
right.
I can. And that's it, is that Chris is like, I'm busy working day and night, night and day. I'm so busy, I can't call her. No.
Yeah.
No, honey. You didn't make her a priority. You went over to, you left the U.S., you went to Colombia, you couldn't get the fucking drugs that you can't get in the U.S. anymore, and you got pissed about it, and you came back.
I think there's not a single person, besides maybe Debbie, who can't see who Chris is.
I agree.
And I think I think we're going to continue. And Chris, here's the most frustrating thing, you guys. Chris is never going to accept responsibility for anything until she maybe sobers up or gets or goes through a lot of work on herself. And yeah. I think she's in the middle of it still.
Jamie got a gift.
I agree. That's the show.
That's the show.
Part three is next week.
Ooh.
The finale.
It's a 2 hour, another 2 hours.
Another two hours.
I got to say, I'm still not sick of this show yet.
I'm not either.
This has been the other way.
It's, to me, this has been the best season of 90 Day Fiancé since like B90 season 5.
Is that Gino and Jasmine B90?
Yep.
Because, oh, this will be season 6.
Yep. That season was unfucking hinged.
That season was great.
And even that season, I started to hate it as it drew on.
I didn't. The only ones I hate by the end a little bit are Happily Ever After. Every other one.
I hate them at the beginnings.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find everything about us. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you listen to. What a fun day this was today. What a good show and good to talk about. I enjoyed myself. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Someone's high on themselves.
You know what? And I will be.
Good for you.
You can't be high on yourself. How are you going to be the high on any? Or
that's
you,
true.
If you, this is it. If you can't be high on yourself, how are you going to be low on anyone else?
Ooh, I want to get low.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've been to the club as a player and you just looking for a play yet.
Do, 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 do. Do-do.
You want to come home do-do. When you want to see me.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I want to come home.
Do-do-do, come home.
You don't want to be me.
I want to be me.
Don't you come home to tell me no lies. All of your questions and whys. Just don't come home. If your dick is wet.
If your dick is wet.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-